At the U.S. courthouse downtown, Assistant Attorney Mark Devra is crouched down holding the rifle Richardson used in the attempted murder of U.S. District Judge Timothy Corrigan. He's demonstrating how he says the evidence proves Richardson acted the night he shot at Corrigan's head through a wall in his own home.
And that's why it's so serious. There's no question that he was trying to murder the judge.
Richardson had been previously convicted and sentenced by Judge Corrigan. He was on supervised release but was in danger of being sent back to jail for new offenses when prosecutors say he attempted to kill Corrigan. U.S. Attorney A. Lee Bentley says the attack on Corrigan wasn't just an attack on an individual.
It was an attack on the entire federal judicial system and the rule of law. Judges should not fear that their impartial decisions will subject them to threats of reprisal or even worse, physical attacks.
Bentley says a federal judge hasn't been assassinated since Alabama Judge Robert Vance was murdered more than 25 years ago. He says Corrigan was 1.5 inches away from being the next. That's how far the bullet was from his head. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.